The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of Bite by Bite. He is Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. We do a show called The Mission Minute, which airs right before this one. It runs at least 5 days a week here on the TKR app. And, of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast, consistently in the top 10% of all podcasts nationwide. We're really proud of that. And we give you good information, Bite by Bite, specific to Feeding America and the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And something you've always done really well, certainly from an advocate standpoint, you've done a wonderful job of putting yourself out there. From an advocacy standpoint, I always think it's interesting too, because when I've ever done stuff for special needs individuals, you know, I have a son with the Bright House Foundation. Even if you couldn't give any money, just advocate. You just be out there and talking about what we do and pushing the message out there. And that's worth more than any contribution you can make. But it's also important to do it enthusiastically and do it in a positive light. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was at the Rotary meeting. You know, our main Rotary Club here in town. I was speaking to them, and I was asked that very same question. You know, what can we do to help? And, you know, I could have gotten up there and talked 30 minutes about, oh, well, the cuts and government cuts. And we don't know what we're going to do. We just, you know, there's a lot of people who are hungry and battling food insecurity, on and on and on. And, of course, you have to talk about that aspect. But anytime you're representing yourself, your organization, or specifically a nonprofit, you ultimately, again, are trying to win people's hearts and minds. So there is a time to talk about what's happening. Like, why does this matter? Well, there's people that are hurting. You have to express some of that. And none of us have all the resources we need. But nobody wants to be a part of that. Doesn't attract people when all you are doing is, oh, we got more and more cuts. We don't know what we're going to do. No, you need to say, yes, here's the reality. We're facing some headwinds, but let me tell you why I'm so optimistic about how we're going to be successful. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what the situation is. I mean, you can always find a silver lining, no matter how dark of a cloud it is. But you have to be very intentional. I used to say this in the Army all the time. You get two or more soldiers around in a huddle, and you can bet they're going to be pissing and moaning about something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just our nature. And it's not really reserved for the military, although I saw it very heavily in the military. People don't just sit around and go, you know what? This is a really positive environment. Or, you know, it's so easy just to fall back into that negative. Okay. What's wrong? Even if you are blessed to be in an environment where it has more positive than negative, we still focus on the negative. Sure. What's not right. Yeah. It's just human nature. So as a leader of your organization, it's like, okay, yeah, here's a big dark cloud coming. So where is the silver line? So I have to be intentional. I have to think about it. I have to really say, and lots of times it's all about when something bad happens or negative against, and it could be, you know, it could be political, it could be financial, it could be a lot of different things, these headwinds. But when it comes, you always have to think about, oh, well, now because of this, I have this opportunity that's come about. And so, yes, I talk about this negative thing and it, yes, it's going to impact. But now here's the, you know, it's the, yes, here's the negative, but that's not where we're living. We're not living in that space. We're living in here because, and one of the things that the cuts have done is given me some airtime on TV. It's given me some space to be able to talk about. And people are like, wow, I can't believe that the government's not helping Heart of Alabama more. Mm-hmm. They really don't know how much the government helps or doesn't help. They just know that they're cutting a lot of stuff. And so it's given me a chance to maybe reach some people that otherwise I couldn't reach. So like I told my board of directors, hey, we're going to take full advantage of this. I mean, we know that the sky's not falling. I'm not going to be out there saying the sky is falling, but we face some real challenges. So I'm going to take advantage. I'm going to talk about those challenges, but I'm going to talk about it from a way, not from a way of we're dead in the water if you don't come along and help us.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, our task just got harder. But you know what? We're putting our heads down. We're optimistic that we serve a community that is very giving, and that's a very true statement. And so we have new donors that come along and like, hey, I just want to be a part of helping you, and y'all do great things, and, you know, I'm let them know. But it's really something I kind of coach other nonprofit leaders about, because it's really about nonprofit. You're the face, you're the voice. And so you talk about why you matter. You do have to kind of get into, well, what's the problem? Why does this nonprofit exist? Well, it may be, you know, we have too many teen abortions, or we may have too many people not adopting, or we may have whatever it is, mental health issues, on and on and on. But you can't, you just have to say, yeah, and so here's what we're doing. And you turn it around and say, here's the positive impact. Here's how we're making this difference in the world. But it starts with a leader's optimism, positivity, both to employees and what you're projecting out in the community. But it doesn't, you just have to be intentional about it. But if you are, it makes all the difference in the world in how others view your work and your organization.
And that is making a lemonade out of lemons, my friend, for sure. Tell people how they can help you out, the Heart of Alabama Food Bank.
Yeah, come on and jump on with us at hafb.org. We always can use help. If you're local, we'd love to have you volunteer and connect with us. Come out, let us give you a tour. If you're distant, of course, I always say this, I want you to help local food banks or your local nonprofits, but if you're not emotionally connected to one of those and you want to go on hafb.org and support, we'd love to have you.
Thank you, brother. Have a great week.
All right, you as well.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.